The visit of President Macky Sall of Senegal is of a qualitative nature. First of all, it reflects the historical ties that exist between Egypt and Senegal, and also Senegal, with its weight in the continent, is now the chairmanship of the African Union, so it will preside after President Félix Tshisekedi of DRC has completed his mandate as head of African Union. President Macky Sall will come with the prestige and respect Senegal is enjoying on the continent. At the same time, he's playing a host to one of the International Water Forum next month, where the world water experts will gather in Dakar in the World Water Forum, so that Senegal definitely will raise many issues pertaining to water security worldwide, and in particular in Africa, and definitely the GERD issue and the Ethiopian-Egyptian-Sudanese conflict over the construction of such a huge building on the course of the Eastern Nile or the Blue Nile without consultation and without legal framework that bind the relations between the three parties. In addition to that, President Macky Sall is the chairman of two of Africa's most successful international river management experience. The Senegalese River is conducted and managed under the patronship of the Senegalese Basin Authority, where many projects conducted and constructed between the riparian countries, besides the Gambia River, where Senegal also is part of the riparian countries in the Gambian River Basin Authority. So we have two basins that is of an international nature, where Senegal has successfully managed to the benefit of the riparian countries. That gives Senegal and President Macky Sall a special position in Africa because of the knowledge that he acquired from two successful international rivers management on Africa.
Prime Minister Sameh Shoukry said that during his recent meeting with U.S. Special Envoy to the Horn of Africa, David Satterfield, he had underlined the urgent need to resume talks over the filling and operation of GERD in line with the U.N. Security Council's presidential statement issued in September last year. Do you envision any active role for the U.S. to facilitate the troubled GERD negotiations?
When the previous administration of Mr. Trump has successfully managed to reach an agreement almost signed by the three parties, and the plan was to sign it in a ceremony in the White House, the Egyptian foreign minister initialed this agreement, and we have all been very disappointed to see such a huge effort being just ignored by the Ethiopian government. The United States considers the Horn of Africa as a strategic region to the whole world community, where all the trade supplies come across the adjacent region of the Red Sea and the Strait of Bab el-Mandeb. Horn of Africa stabilization is key to the world trade, is key to the crossing of international maritime trade and the military warship and other fleets. Indeed, the United States has an important role to play. They have played this role under the auspices of the American Minister of Finance as well as the World Bank expertise. So to keep Africa stabilized in one of its most important regions is of a paramount importance. When the central commander visited Egypt, he raised Egypt's logical position, where we have endured a situation with the Ethiopian rigidness, and transfer the efforts to a much more political oriented need to be met with a similar position from the Ethiopian leadership, and above all from a party like the United States that enjoys respect and enjoys also interest and strategic ties with both Ethiopia, Sudan, and Egypt. The world community knows you cannot deal with international river with unilateral acts and ignoring the interest of Egypt and Sudan on a vital substance like water is threatening a position that threat the region with consequences that is not good to the benefit of Africa, to the benefit of Ethiopia or our partners like the United States, who has to act.